Nomination to the U.S. Olympic team completes a remarkable comeback for a pro skier from Bellingham, Washington. Anjali Van Lannen overcame Lyme disease and a three-year hiatus for treatment to punch her ticket to Sochi and ski halfpipe. Lyme disease is quite uncommon in the Pacific Northwest. That may be why Van Lannen's strength-sapping symptoms went misdiagnosed for more than a decade. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has her story.
There she is in a brand new Team USA parka. Anjali Van Lannen beams, waves as a master of ceremonies pumps up the crowd in Park City, Utah. She and her teammates are the picture of good health.
Let's send them off to Sochi in style. One more time, I ask you to make some noise for the first ever U.S. Olympic freeskate team!
Moments earlier, the final Olympic trial event wrapped up. The 28-year-old Bellingham native secured a spot in the Sochi Games with a clutch performance in her last chance to qualify.
The power
and hangs on,
puts it together. Oh yeah,
that
now
was the.
That is a pipe run, Anjali.
Van Lannen only returned to competitive skiing at the beginning of last season. In Sochi, she'll celebrate a recovery milestone.
February 10th will be the two-year anniversary of being diagnosed in remission. So it's very exciting to hit that mark. I feel very confident in my health.
Just a few days afterwards, Van Lannen drops into the Olympic halfpipe with what she hopes will be a medal-winning routine of high-flying tricks, spins, and grabs. Van Lannen battled Lyme disease throughout her teenage years to her mid-20s. Today, she can trace the infection to a tick that bit her in Wisconsin at the age of 10. But it took a very long time to figure out what was wrong.
I stumped doctors, and because my symptoms fluctuated so much over the years, I was not correctly diagnosed for 14 years.
Van Lannen suspects that lack of education and awareness of Lyme disease led to her misdiagnosis for so many years. So last year, she co-produced a documentary about her illness. In it, her family and fellow freeskiers like Jen Hudak recall their puzzlement with Van Lannen's bouts of fatigue, lack of balance, and emotional swings.
I remember seeing her sometimes in the air, and I'm like, it just looks like she doesn't know where she is. She's just falling out of the sky. And well, that's the case. Like, you know, vertigo would set in the middle of a run, and she would literally just fall out of the sky.
Lyme disease is far more prevalent in the upper Midwest and Northeast than here. Idaho reports just a handful of confirmed cases annually. Oregon and Washington average maybe around a dozen per year. Washington State Department of Health epidemiologist Marcia Goldoff says a distinctive bullseye rash is a telltale sign you were bitten by an infected tick, but not all patients get it or notice it.
And after that, the symptoms are fatigue, headache, fever, muscle and joint aches. It can sound like flu. It can sound like dozens and dozens of conditions and can be very hard to detect.
Goldoff says most cases confirmed among Northwest residents were acquired elsewhere. She says about one person in a million gets Lyme disease from our native Western ticks. They're scattered out there in a variety of different habitats where deer and mice are present.
There are some hot spots that are recognized locally. Check yourself after hiking. Remove the ticks and check particularly at places where the fabric may rub at the waistband or at the knees if the ticks may be there. Also check your pets.
Free skier Anjali Van Lannen says the sooner you catch the bacterial disease, the easier it is to treat. She says she's extremely excited to arrive on the world's biggest stage to talk about these things she cares about.
I'm really grateful to have the chance to share my story on a platform like the Olympics, because I can reach so many more people and spread the word about Lyme awareness and touch more lives.
The half-hour online documentary in which Van Lannen stars is called Limelight. That's L-Y-M-E light. The film's director says daily web hits have increased by the hundreds since the Mount Baker ski area phenom made the Olympic team. Van Lannen's return to peak form conveniently coincides with the debut of her event, Ski Halfpipe, in the Winter Games. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.